Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Gene, and Gene always got hungry in the middle of the night. One night, when he couldn't sleep and he got hungry, he remembered that there was a big bowl of grapes in the refrigerator. So he walked down the stairs, snuck down the stairs is more like it, so because he didn't want to wake Mommy and Daddy, and he went to the refrigerator, and he opened the door, and there was the glorious bowl of grapes right in front of him. So he pulled the bowl out of the refrigerator and put it on the table, and he ate a grape. And that was so good, he ate another grape, and 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 another, and another, and another, and another, and another, and another, until he'd eaten the whole bowl. Well, he didn't think much of it. He was starting to get tired because he was all full of grapes. So he put the bowl back in the refrigerator, closed the door, and snuck back upstairs and went to bed. The next morning, when Gene woke up, he went downstairs and overheard his mommy and daddy in the kitchen. The mommy was saying to the daddy, "Honey, did you eat all the grapes?"
"No, I didn't. Honey, did you eat all the grapes?"
"No, I didn't. Not a single one."
"Well, I wonder what could have happened to the grapes. Gene? Gene, did you eat any of the grapes?"
Well, Gene didn't know what to say. I mean, obviously, he wasn't supposed to have been downstairs in the middle of the night eating grapes. So he did the first thing he could think of. He lied.
"No, I didn't eat. He didn't eat any grapes."
"Well, somebody ate the grapes."
"Well, it wasn't me."
Then all of a sudden, Gene felt something in his mouth. Out popped a grape right in front of him, right out of his mouth. Ooh, he covered his mouth and held it shut because he felt another one coming. And it popped out of his left ear. He covered his left ear, and one popped out of his right ear. So he covered his mouth with both ears, and two popped out of his nostrils. Oh my goodness, he covered his nostrils, and he covered his ears, and he covered his mouth, he covered his whole head, and then he felt it starting to build up, like his head was going to explode. All of a sudden, his hands shot away from his head, and grapes started popping out of his nostrils, and his ears, and his mouth, all over the place. When it was done, he looked up at his parents and said,
"Well, maybe I ate a couple."
"Well, son, you know, you're not supposed to eat them, but even worse, you're not supposed to tell a lie. I hope you'll remember this lesson next time you decide to lie."
I'll never lie again. I'm so ashamed of myself. And now I gotta clean up all these grapes. I don't like it."
"Well, you should have thought of that before. Do we have to put a lock on the refrigerator?"
No, I won't do it again."
And he never did.